In Jesus' name we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. This morning we are gathered again in the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And we are glad this morning, Lord, to be here. And we thank you for a fresh new day. Praise God. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Well, whatever happened yesterday, that was yesterday. Today is a new day. Amen. It is a new day today. And Lord, we praise your name for this new day. We thank you for the victory in Christ Jesus. And we pray, Lord, always we know the entrance of your word brings light. And today, let every soul be fulfilled. Let there be a lifting up once again for the people of God. The hands that are hanging down, oh, may they be lifted up. The knees that are feeble, let them receive strength. And the head that is bowed down, let it be lifted up today to the glory and the praise of your name. And everybody said,
yes.
Amen. Praise God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this morning, Jesus Christ, the rock, my deliverer, and my defense. How many of you can say amen to that? Well, he is the rock, and I'm going to show it to you in the scriptures. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32 as we start here. Deuteronomy 32. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. I'm going to speak this morning. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop this morning as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Why? Because I'm going to publish the name of the Lord this morning, and I'm going to ascribe greatness unto our God. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, that's right. He is the rocker.
Hallelujah.
I know one wrestler that you sub that name. Yeah. But Jesus is the rock. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
His work is perfect. In all his ways are judgment. A God of truth, and without iniquity, and right is he. The Lord is the rock. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. In case you are wondering who is the rock, and why is he called so? Well, his name is Jesus. I'm going to talk about him in a few minutes. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. And I read. It's talking about the children of Israel when they passed, you know, from Egypt into the wilderness and so forth. He said they were all baptized in Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink, verse 4, the same spiritual drink. And they drank of that spiritual rock, capital R, that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Even in the Old Testament, that rock that followed Israel in the wilderness was Christ. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
And today, Jesus Christ, the rock, my deliverer, and my defense. Now, nobody in that Bible knew how to proclaim those attributes of the Lord better than David. So I'm going to take some of David's writings this morning to admonish us and to encourage us this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Turn with me to Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Now David, he wrote many psalms, and when the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him, he began to write. And some of the things he wrote were so deep, you'd wonder sometimes, how did he know all of these things? Well, because of the awesome presence of the Lord that was around him when he got into the spirit of praise. Now, Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. I'm going to read several verses in this chapter. So you stay with me. I will mention the chapter and I will read it. I mean, the verse, and I'll read it and I'll go on to some, you know, all of the verses that I'm going to read this morning are taken, the next verses that I'm going to read, remaining ones of them, they're taken from the Psalms. So you stay in the book of Psalms. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. If you believe that, you can say amen.
Amen.
Anytime I read anything that you believe and you're excited about, you know, feel free to say amen. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Amen.
Say, he is my God.
Hallelujah.
My strength.
Hallelujah.
In whom I will trust.
Amen.
He is my buckler.
Hallelujah.
And the horn of my salvation.
Hallelujah.
And he is my high tower.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe all of the things that the Lord is?
Amen.
Amen. And we call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Thus will I be saved from my enemies.
Amen.
When you call upon the Lord, the Lord will fight your battles. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Verses 6 through 9. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. How many of you can say amen to that? Have you ever called upon the Lord? Has he ever heard you? Amen. He's done that for me. Then the earth shook. Now listen, here's what the Lord will do for his elect when they call upon him in truth. The earth will shake and it will tremble. The foundations of the hills also were moved, even shaking, because the Lord will stand up on behalf of the elect. And he said, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured, and coals were kindled before him. He bowed the heavens also, and he came down, and darkness upon his feet. All of this because David called. Boy, do you have that kind of power with God this morning? Can you call upon the Lord and make him stand up and make fire come out of his nostrils because of your prayer? Amen. If you know how to walk that praise, like David did, if you know how to walk that worship, you can get the Lord to stand up for you. Amen. Praise ye the name of Jesus. Verse 16. Now, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Well, that's like some of you here this morning. The Lord has drawn you out of so many waters that would have overwhelmed you. And because of that, can you say glory to God this morning? That's right. So the Lord, he's drawn you out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. See, are from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. You know, many times the Lord, he fought your battles. He delivered you. And if you haven't experienced that deliverance, you will experience it this morning. Amen. Praise God. You know, verse 18. You know, those my enemies, they prevented me in the day of my adversity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. Oh my. How many of you resemble that remark this morning? Well, the Lord, he has brought me forth into a large place. That's verse 19. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Amen. Praise God. Verse 27. I'm going to jump down to verse 27. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down the high looks. See? That's what the Lord, that's what he does. And he says, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Amen. The book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8 says, don't rejoice over me, O my enemy. Because when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me.
Amen.
And when I fall, I will arise. Amen. For by thee I have run through a troop. Oh my. That's chapter 18 and verse 29. By my God I have run through a troop. By my God I have lived over world war. Now, if you haven't run through any troops lately, that's probably because you haven't experienced the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Oh boy, if you take that name of Jesus with you, you blast through the troops. You will leap over walls. He said, by my God also, and I've done all of these things, because his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler and a shield to them that trust in him. Oh my. Aren't you enjoying all of this? Yes, for the Lord God is a buckler to those that trust in him. Now, verse 31. Who is God? Save the Lord. In other words, who is God except the Lord? The Lord is God. And he said, who is a rock except our God? It is he that hath girded me with strength, and he maketh my way to be perfect. He teacheth, he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. Now those are declarations of faith. You know, and he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel, now that's like Superman, a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Now David, he didn't back down from any challenge because he knew the strength of the Lord. And he said, God is my rock. He has also given me the shield of his salvation. Oh my, thou hast given me also the shield of your salvation. Do you have the salvation of the Lord? Are you protected by the blood of Jesus? There is a shield around you. Amen? Amen. If you have that blood, if you are in that blood. Now, devil, he's got to get through that blood to get to you. So you stay under the blood of Jesus Christ through the power of the gospel. And that's salvation in Jesus' name. Now, if you haven't experienced it this morning, I'm going to give you a chance at the end of this message, you know, to feel that power in your soul. Now, the right hand has held me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. How many of you can give the Lord a hand clap for that? Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. His gentleness has made me great. I'm going to jump to verse 43 of Psalm 18. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. Amen. Oh, do you know how that works? Yes, God is going to give you favor. You go to places, they'll just give you favor anyhow. You know, even they don't know why they're doing, they'll do it. Because you've been in the presence of the Lord in praise and in worship. And this morning, oh, there was such a sweet spirit of praise and worship here. The Lord is fixing to deliver some of you out of your strongest fears. Amen. Because you have praised his name this morning. Amen. Now, verse 44 says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. You know, the strangers shall fade away, shall be afraid out of their places and so forth like that. You know. And then he goes on to say, verse 46, the Lord liveth, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. How many of you can say, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation, let him be exalted. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh my. He said, it is God that avengeth me. Oh yes. He said, therefore, verse 49. See, I will give him thanks. Why? In verse 48, because he delivered me from my enemies, and he has lifted me up above those that rise up against me, and he has delivered me from violent men. Amen. The Lord will deliver you. He is your rock. Are you going to make him your rock this morning? Will you make him your deliverer? Will you make him your defender? That's what the message is this morning. Now, turn with me to Psalm 31. And I'm going to read verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me now in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. That's a good prayer. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. For an house of defense to save me. Now we're talking about the Lord. He's our rock. He's our deliverer and he's our defense. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Oh boy. You know, if your house is built on that rock, you are anchored on his love. Nothing can shake you. Amen. Amen. Nothing can move you. He will hold on to you. And he said, therefore, for thy name's sake, Lord, lead me and guide me. That's Psalm 31, verses 1 to 3. And I'm going to jump over here to Psalm 61. All of these texts that I'm reading are from the Psalms this morning. Because David, like nobody else in that Bible, he knew how to walk the praise of the Lord. And he knew how to rejoice in God's deliverance and in God being his defense. So Psalm 61. And I'm going to read verses 2 to 4. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Now some of you may be overwhelmed with problems here this morning, but I want you to cry unto the Lord. I invite you, cry unto the Lord this morning. And he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh boy, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Now, if you run into that short, you know, strong tower, the Lord Jesus, he's stronger than, you know, Fort Knox. Now, Fort Knox is where they keep the gold. And boy, you can't break into that place. But the Lord is a strong tower. And his name, when the righteous, they run into it, they are safe. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. And, you know, he will deliver you. He says, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. And I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Oh, are you going to stay under the shadow of his wings? Will you trust him as your deliverer and your fortress and your defense? Even this morning. Let's go to Psalm 62, the next chapter over. verses 2, 6, and through 8. Psalm 62, verse 2. He says, truly, well, that's verse 1. Truly my soul waited upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock, and he is my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Amen? Oh, I shall not be moved, because the Lord is my defense. No matter what the enemy throws at you, the Lord is going to be your defense. Also, your shield of faith. Boy, you can quench the fiery darts of the enemy if you know how to walk that faith. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And he says here in verses 3, how long will you imagine mischief against a man and so forth like that? You know? So, the Lord is my defense. Oh, verse 5, he says, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And then again he says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in the Lord. Amen. Oh my, my, my. Those are wonderful scriptures. Psalm 71 and verse 3. Psalm 71 and verse 3. And let's see what else he has to say about, you know, some of these attributes of the Lord. He said, be thou, O Lord, my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. Now the Lord, see, he's got myriads of angels. And if you love the Lord with all your heart, and you worship him in the spirit and in truth, he's got commandment. He said, he shall give his angels charge over thee. He's got commandments given to those angels on your behalf. Amen. He got commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my salvation. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, and out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man, and so forth. You know, for thou art my hope, O Lord. Thou art my trust from my youth. Now, you young people in here this morning, are you trusting the Lord from your youth? David, he said, thou art been my trust even from my youth and up. You know, when he was a young man, you heard me preach on this a few weeks ago and so forth. You know, he went up against the bear and the lion and so forth like that. He didn't back down. You know, he knew how to do it. He went even up against Goliath and so forth. You know, from the days of his youth, you know, he's trusted in the Lord. The Lord has always been his trust. Now turn to Psalm 89. I'm going to read a promise for you here. When you make the Lord your trust, and when you make him your shield, when you make him your high tower, and when you make him your defense, here's what the Lord says then. Verse 22 of Psalm 89. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Amen? Because you are in the shield, you are shielded. Oh yes, by the Lord. And the son of wickedness shall not afflict you. And the Lord says, I will beat down your foes before your face, and I will plague them that hate you. How many of you say amen to that? Amen. Yeah, the Lord is my avenger. You don't need to take that into your own hands. You just leave that in the hands of the Lord. The Lord will take care of all of that. Praise God. Now, let me read down here. He says, you know, he was talking about David, but, you know, you can apply all of this to yourself if you know how to walk that faith and that worship and praise like David did. All the things here that I'm reading here, you know, from verse 20 on down through here to about verse 28 of Psalm 89. He was talking about David, but, you know, I've claimed this and I found it true in my life also, because, you know, we, you know, Jesus, he said, son of David and so forth. He was the root and the offspring of David. You know, so he came from that lineage. So every promise that he ever gave to David, I got it too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. If you believe that, you can claim it for yourself. And in my name, his horn shall be exalted. I will set his right hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, he shall say, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Now that's the Lord testifying about David. Now, can the Lord testify about you here this morning? Can the Lord say of you that you will call upon me and say that you are my Father and my God and the rock of my salvation? Have you ever made the Lord the rock of your salvation? Yes. Like David did? This is the Lord testifying about David this morning. And he said, I will make him, oh boy, my firstborn. Whoa! You want to be in that firstborn? Boy, you learn something from David. You want to be in that first fruits? You better learn from how David, a man after God's heart, he knew how to walk that worship. He knew how to exalt the glory of the Lord. He made the Lord his high tower. He made God his salvation. He made God his defense. And the Lord said, I'm going to make him my firstborn. Oh my. Boy. Firstborn. That's right. Praise God. Now that's on my subject this morning. I don't want to get sidetracked on that. I'm going to make him higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy. Oh, will I keep for him forever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes. And my covenant shall stand fast with him. Now I have received that in my life. The Lord has told me point blank that I will be his firstborn also. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, you can receive the same if you give your life to Christ in here this morning. To all that received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. That's all there is to it. You turn your life over to him, and you can have that same hope. You can inherit the same blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm 94 and verse 22. Psalm 94 and verse 22. He says, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is a rock of my refuge. Now, how many times is he going to say that over? You know, I mean, he said it so many times, and every time he said it, Lord said, that's right. That's exactly right. Amen.
Amen.
Because we were created to worship him. We were created to exalt him. And he wants to hear that praise. That's right. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear you. Tell him how great he is. Tell him that he is your salvation. Every time the Lord does something for you, don't keep quiet about it. Shout it on the housetops. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the victory. Tell him how great. The next time you call, he's going to stand to his feet. Amen. Because he's going to say, oh yeah, that's my son. You know, I know he's going to call me his father. I know he's going to call me the rock. I know he's going to make me the shield of his salvation. And the Lord, he will stand to his feet on your behalf. Every time you give him the praise and the glory. Amen. Psalm 95 and verses 1 and 3. And we're going to do, this is my last verse this morning. We're going to do exactly what it says. You know, because we are making the Lord our shield. He says, oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise. Oh come on, people, stand to your feet this morning. I want everybody to stand to your feet this morning. Let us make a joyful noise this morning. Unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord with psalms. Just like I did reading the psalms this morning. But also adding your praise unto him. For the Lord is a great God. And a great King. A powerful God. Oh people, can you shout the victory this morning? Come on everybody, shout the victory here this morning. Oh yes. Shout the victory here this morning. Hey. Oh, hallelujah. The rock of my salvation. My salvation, my rock. Oh, my God. Oh, he has become my salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run into it. And they are safe. If you have never experienced this power, the anointing of the Lord is present this morning. I want to invite you. Or if you want to open your life up and make him the head of your life so that he can be truly your shield, I want you to step out of the aisle and come out here this morning. And let me pray the prayer of faith for you this morning. Because the power of the Lord is present. If you want to experience God in your life as you see, come on, don't be shy. Come on forward this morning. Let's believe the Lord together. Amen. Oh yes. For the Lord is a great God and a great King. Amen. How many of you can say hallelujah? Say hallelujah this morning. I want you to say hallelujah this morning. I want to say hallelujah this morning. The Lord is a great King. He's a great God above all gods. Oh, in his hands are the corners of the earth. And all the deep places of the earth, they are his also. You know, the sheep on the cattle and all of these things, they are his. And his name is Jesus Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Those of you that came forward this morning, let me say it to you. I'm going to give you the short version. It is very simple. God, he sent his son Jesus Christ into this world for our sins. It is that simple. If you believe him and you receive him into your life, God will work a miracle for you. Oh yes, he will give you the power to become the sons of God. Oh yes, and you too can say, he is my father and my rock, my defense and my high tower. Praise God. Amen. I don't believe that she speaks English. Somebody help me. You want to ask her what she wants the Lord to do for her this morning? Tell me what she says.
She wants your prayer.
Praise God. She needs help with everything in her life. You know, don't go on yet. I'm gonna say a few words to her. You know, tell her to take the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Well, she doesn't speak much English, but she said Jesus. And the Bible says, it shall come to pass that everyone that shall call on his name shall be delivered. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring deliverance in her life. I rebuke every spirit that takes away from her mind. Give her the understanding of the gospel in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give her peace. Oh, give her peace, Lord. Give her peace, Lord. And let her know that salvation and that joy of the Lord. And give her many more years to see the goodness of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you, sir?
Deliver me from drugs.
He said he wants the Lord to deliver him from drugs. How many of you know that that's why we are here at GMI Church? Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. Now, if that's the only reason that we came to church this morning, that's been well worth it. Praise God. Now, do you know that Jesus can set you free?
Yes.
He can snap that power just like that.
Yes.
And he'll take that desire from you and he'll fill you with something different. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. And you won't have any desire to do that anymore. Do you believe that?
I believe that.
You believe that?
I believe.
I want you to say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Set me free.
Set me free.
I confess my sins.
I confess my sins.
I ask you into my heart.
I ask you into my heart.
As my Lord and Savior.
My Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, people. Give the Lord a praise for that. Oh, my. He said, there is joy in heaven over one soul that repents.
Yes.
Now, I command the unclean spirit, come out of him in Jesus' mighty name. Break, snap that power of trust. Come out in Jesus' name. God, set him free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Set him free, Lord. Set him free, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You just stay there in prayer. What would you like the Lord to do for you, sir?
Good health and heal my body.
Oh, you want some healing. That's right. What's wrong with you, sir? You've got cracked ribs. Well, we've seen the Lord heal and work many miracles in this church.
Yes.
How many of you say amen to that?
Yes,
do you believe the Lord can heal those cracked ribs?
Yes, sir.
He said, I've got some cracked ribs. I'm going to put my hand right here. The Bible says Jesus Christ has saved. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I command those ribs. That's right. You know, the Lord, he performed the very first surgery in this world. He put Adam to sleep and in his ribs, just like yours. He took something out and he worked a miracle with it and he brought life out of it. Now the Lord, he can work that surgery better than even the surgeons. He knows how to do it. In fact, you know, they learned anesthesia. They learned it from the Lord when he put Adam to sleep. That's how the doctors found out about that. So he is the great physician and he knows how to do that. Father, Lord, losing his ribs, Lord, in Jesus' name, work a miracle for him. Those cracked ribs,
yes.
Lord, I pray the power of creation,
yes, Lord,
make the ribs anew.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, would you like the Lord to deliver you from something else too?
Just pray for my family and pray for me and whole.
You want the Lord to deliver you from something else? You need deliverance from a lot of things, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, yes. I can discern that in the spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command deliverance for him in Jesus' name. Take away the unclean spirits. And he's praying for his family also, Lord. Set them free today in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, and let... Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it again, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it loud, Jesus.
Jesus, help.
Oh, say, Jesus, help me.
Help me, Jesus.
Say, help me, Jesus.
Help me,
he said, help me, Jesus.
Help me.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Help me.
Oh, that is a cry that Jesus can never refuse. That's a cry he can never refuse. He can never refuse that cry of mercy. When you cry for his mercy, he will help you. And he has cried for his mercy. He said, Jesus, help me. And Lord, help him this morning, Lord. Help him, Lord, this morning. Let him receive the Lord and the power of God in his life. Do you love Jesus?
I love Jesus.
Do you know that Jesus came to die for your sins?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Say, Lord, I repent of all my sins.
Lord, I repent of all my sins.
I ask you into my life.
I ask you into my life.
As you're my Lord and my Savior.
As you're my Lord and my Savior.
Take away all the unclean spirits.
Take away my unclean spirits.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap, people. Oh, yes. Oh, man. I don't know about you guys, but you don't seem excited when somebody is set free. Come on, let's give him lots of praise. Amen. Brother, what would the Lord do for you this morning?
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I was just coming to ask for some strength.
Amen.
And for him to give me deliverance.
Amen.
From some spirits of depression.
That's right.
I just moved here from Cincinnati June 21st, and I'm experiencing being homeless for the first time. So I just need the strength to allow him to make it through these trials and tribulations and to keep pressing towards the mark.
Amen. You know that message was for you this morning?
Amen.
You're going to make the Lord your shield and your deliverer?
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, church. Let's believe the Lord. What's your name, brother?
Jermaine.
Let's believe the Lord with Jermaine this morning. He's asking the Lord for strength. He's asking the Lord for help. He just moved from another state. And he's looking for a place to stay right now. Do you know, brother, that situation that you're in, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
The Lord is going to change that situation. And you enjoyed the praise this morning, didn't you?
Amen.
Oh, yes. He said, I enjoyed the praise.
Yes, I did.
Through that praise that you gave him this morning, he's going to work a miracle for you.
Thank you.
You believe that? Say amen.
I did. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now, let's pray together.
Yeah.
Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, work a miracle for him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I command those spirits of depression.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Come out of him.
Yes, Lord.
Let the joy of the Lord. He said, the garment of praise will lift that burden of heaviness from you.
Yes.
He will replace it with the garment of praise. By the praises of the Lord that you gave this morning, oh, that heaviness is coming off of you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you need to continue to praise the Lord and be in that spirit of worship. Now, Lord, anoint him with the oil of gladness in Jesus' mighty name. And take away every depressing spirit and give him an opportunity, Lord, to find a place to live. Lord, what a miracle for him, Lord, and do great things in his life. And bring him back into the house of God to give glory and testimony to your name. We give you all the love, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Deliver me from poverty and unemployment and homelessness.
He wants the Lord to deliver him from poverty,
unemployment,
and homelessness. Oh, yes, he said the gospel is preached to the poor. The Lord, he said that the beggars, he takes them out of the dunghill, he said. And he puts them in positions like princes. He can do that for you too. Now, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning?
Yes.
These benefits only come to those that believe in the Lord Jesus. Now, you know Jesus. He came into this world to die for our sins. Do you know that this morning? I want you to say Jesus.
Jesus.
Help me.
Help me.
Say it again. Jesus, help me.
Jesus, help me.
I want you to help me, Lord.
I want you to help me, Lord.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I confess all my sins.
I confess all my sins.
I receive you into my life today.
I receive you into my life today.
Make me a child of God.
Make me a child of God.
And I know you will help me.
And I know you will help me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Church, let's pray for him. What's your name, brother?
Don.
Don, let's pray for Don this morning. Lord, work a miracle for him, Lord. We welcome you into the kingdom of God this morning. I want some people to help all these young new people that come and give their life this morning. Visit with them after church. I want the people of God, help them out and so forth. Talk to them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help him even in his situation. The joblessness, the homelessness, and all of the things that he's facing. Now, I want to tell you something, brother. The Bible says that darkness and sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Just as soon as there is night, there is also coming the daytime. There has never been from the foundation of this world one day that lasted forever, neither one night. When the night is done, that day must shine. And Lord, let that day break in his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Put him in the right place at the right time for a good opportunity that his situation might be changed to the glory of God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may go back to your seats. I want some of the people to help these people this morning. Make sure they don't leave without you talk to them. Give them some tracts and give them some information about the gospel and so forth. I want everybody to take your seats this morning. We are going to change the order of the service. We do this once every month at the end of our consecration. We break the bread to show the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not just his death, but his resurrection. How many of you say amen? Now, if Jesus didn't die and didn't raise up from the grave, all of us will be without hope. But because he did, he gave us hope and he gave us life. Praise God. So we invite everybody to come to the table this morning as we share and break the bread together.